Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The final edition.
Got the tea.
This week on the final edition, I've got a cold. I know, it's Los Angeles, it's July, it's 80 degrees. I got a cold. Get off my ass. So this week, all the sketches are about health or medicine, and we've done a lot of those apparently because we're old. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
I'm Terry.
I'm Bob.
And this is Health Attack, the show where we read the name and description of a disease you've never heard of, then take calls from people who suddenly think they have it.
Our disease today is Japanese encephalitis,
which we chose at random from a rare disease database.
It's a severe inflammation of the brain caused by a virus transmitted by mosquito bites.
And we have a list of symptoms here: high fever, headaches, weakness, nausea, vomiting, paralysis, personality changes, and coma, with possible neurological damage or death.
So if you ever had a headache or your personality changed, give us a call.
And the phones are lighting up. Hello, line one, you're on Health Attack.
Hey, I'm pretty sure I've got Japanese encephalitis, and I think I died from it.
That is so tragic. You sound so young. Thanks for your story. Line two, you're on Health Attack.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. I keep calling my doctor after your show because I've had every one of those diseases, and I noticed he started to get really irritated with me.
So your doctor used to be okay, but now he's getting impatient.
Sounds like a personality change.
My doctor has Japanese encephalitis.
And so do you. Thanks for calling.
Well, the show wouldn't be complete without our anti-vaccination report. This week, we discovered an interesting fact. Smallpox did not exist before they invented a smallpox vaccine.
Wow, is that true?
The important thing isn't whether it's true or not. The important thing is that we said it.
And that's all for us. Come back next week when we manage to convince all our listeners that they have blue diaper syndrome.
Man on the street!
Two-thirds of the world has the herpes cold sore virus. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Well, don't look at me.
Well, then I guess my job is done here.
I don't mind everyone fucking, but turn the music down.
The World Health Organization said that.
Who?
Exactly.
Well, apparently we've all dated Karen.
Well, I know which two-thirds of the world I hope has herpes.
Scientists believe that the herpes virus may have been picked up from humans having sex with chimpanzees. That's certainly the way I got it.
Suddenly I don't seem so stupid looking at porn all the time.
Man, when they told me they were giving me HPV, I thought I'd just get better television.
You get a great deal for the first year, then they jack it up.
I thank God I never touched a woman.
The following portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is made possible by a grant from Smirk Pharmaceuticals.
I take Dirigor epinephamphetamortizone, or Dream. It doesn't do that much for me. It can't take the dog for a walk. It won't fry my breakfast. It can't change the horror of an infinitely blank and hostile universe bent on burying me alive beneath the immeasurable weight of its dark matter. But it does make me feel a little better. For a while. Smirk developed Dream to counteract the horrific side effects brought on by long-term use of its own hypertrophic drugs. And Dream does the job. I do feel a little better. For a while. Then I have to take some more. Ask your doctor if Dream is right for your bottomless sense of despair. In the meantime, here's a few things you should know.
Dirigor Epinef Amphetamortizone can and usually will cause dizziness, violent seizures, loss of hearing, uncontrollable vomiting leading to organ failure, hair loss, loss of fingers, toes, and limbs, leprosy, partial blindness, total blindness, massive strokes, bloody stool, seven groups of terminal cancers, morbid obesity, asphyxia, sudden death, not-so-sudden death, slow lingering death, death by water, bubonic plague, necrotizing fasciitis or flesh-eating disease, spontaneous combustion, and stage 3 syphilis. Be aware that Dirigor Epinef Amphetamortizone is a powerful toxin with no known antidote. It should not be taken by pregnant women, non-pregnant women, tall women, overweight women, men of any size, children, adolescents, seniors, pets, any human or non-human living thing, except starving, desperately poor Africans in the course of a large-scale clinical trial.
Look, Dream works. I've tried everything for that overwhelming sense of my own inescapable futility, and nothing works like Dream. You know, Dream makes me feel a little better. And who doesn't want to feel a little better? For a while.
This has been a message from your good friends at Smirk.
This is a message from the United States Fear Council. Did you know that your heart can start beating wrong if you think about it too much? Your conscious mind can find its way to your cardioregulating system so that your heart eventually does not beat unless you think about it constantly. You will not find this in any scientific study. It's just something to consider.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by...
I've been having headaches and nausea and low appetite, Doc. Do I need some kind of flu medicine?
No, I prescribe marijuana.
How about bipolar disorder and trouble managing anger?
Marijuana for that, too.
Cancer and leukemia? Do I need chemo?
Have you tried marijuana?
Well... As a matter of public record, no. But, out of curiosity, can you really prescribe one medicine for all those problems?
Well, yes. According to studies by countless independent researchers, marijuana can also treat vomiting, premenstrual syndrome, spasticity, neurogenic pain, movement disorders, asthma, glaucoma.
That's amazing.
Not done yet. Also alcohol abuse, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, collagen-induced arthritis, atherosclerosis, colorectal cancer, HIV-associated sensory neuropathy, dystonia, epilepsy, hepatitis C, Huntington's, methicillin-resistant staphylococcus aureus.
Could I just...
And anorexia. I never thought about using it for anorexia, but it really makes total sense.
Could I hear from one of those independent researchers?
Oh, yeah. Here's one who's a total hoot.
You could also use hemp oil for your car, man. That's why the DuPont Company had to make it illegal. Impeach Herbert Hoover, man!
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. Look, you want the weed or not?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Marijuana, the weird little drug that cures absolutely everything.
Marijuana is for medical use only in 14 states and the District of Columbia. It's just for fun in 2 states, and it will kill you anywhere else. If you are high on marijuana, do not operate heavy equipment or go shopping. Do not write anything down if you are high on marijuana. You are not as interesting as you think. Do not smoke marijuana if you are pregnant or visiting your parents. Some people on marijuana become acutely self-conscious and think their heads are bigger and weirder looking than they really are. If you think you are leaving your body, microwave a pot pie and watch Spanish TV.
And now... A doctor who doesn't know what medical stuff is called.
Doctor, the patient is going into cardiac arrest. You need to perform a bypass now.
No time to waste. Nurse, pass me a... like... That, you know, that thing? It's like a knife, but for the body? Like a body knife?
A scalpel?
No, not a scalpel. Like... You know, the body is closed right now, and we need it to be opened, like, so we can, like, touch the heart and stuff. What's, like, the thing that opens the body?
I really think you want the scalpel. Doctor, the patient is dying. You need to do something.
Damn it, I'll do it myself. Get out of the way.
You just grab the scalpel. Doctor, you did it. You relieved the pressure. You saved his life, for now, but we still need to perform that bypass.
Right. Okay, pass me the... like, those things, you know, like, they're not grill tongs, but they're kind of like grill tongs, but for moving the heart out of the way, like, heart tongs?
Forceps?
No, no, not forceps, like, they're like little metal hands, and you can make them grab stuff, or clap, you can make them clap, clapping hands, pass me the clapping hands.
Okay, I'm just gonna give you the forceps.
Clapping hands. If you're not willing to learn the proper terminology, you have no place in the ER.
Well, you did it, Doctor. The patient is saved. Let's scrub out.
Great. Pass me some... What's that stuff? It's like water, but it makes you cleaner, like... Thick water that makes you kind of soapy? Is that a thing that exists?
How do you not know soap? You even said the word soapy. It's not even a doctor term.
Oh, well, I'm not a doctor. I'm a Doctor Who.
A doctor who does what?
And it seems we've lost the thread of the bit. That was supposed to have been... A doctor who doesn't know what medical stuff is called. I think? That's what it was, right? I wasn't here for the beginning.
We're going to lunch.
All right, take five.
The final edition now takes you live to the last remaining Planned Parenthood in Donald Trump's America.
Doctor, this has been the hardest decision of my life. But if I don't have this abortion, I could die.
Okay. Well, legally, there are certain things I'm required to say to you before you can go through with this procedure.
Oh, I'd heard that on the news, but I didn't know it was true.
Don't worry. I don't agree with any of this stuff, so I want to get through it just as much as you do.
Okay. Jesus, let's just get this over with.
Okay, here we go. There is a life growing inside you, and it can feel everything.
Oh my God, really?
No, not really. I just have to say this. Your baby cannot feel anything yet. Except pain. Unimaginable and excruciating pain.
Really?
No, not really. But statistically, you're more likely to die young if you've had an abortion.
What? That's statistically true?
No, that's not statistically true. But I'm required to tell you that incorrect statistic. Many doctors who love to murder innocent babies will tell you that that statistic isn't true, but it is true.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I have to say that part if I correctly point out that that statistic isn't true. But it is true! But it's not.
I'm confused.
I cannot legally give you an abortion if you're confused.
There's no way that's correct.
Nah, it's not correct. But if you thought it was correct, you might have given up.
Okay, well... Is that everything you have to say?
No. It's been scientifically proven that God doesn't love baby killers.
That doesn't sound like science.
That's not science. I don't even believe in God. But I have to say that. Now, certain atheist doctors will tell you that God doesn't think your baby has a soul. These doctors are agents of Satan trying to mislead you.
You're an agent of Satan?
No, I don't believe in Satan, but I have to say these things.
Can't we just pretend you did?
I would lose my medical license. This whole procedure is being filmed.
What? I didn't consent to that.
It's not being filmed. I just have to tell you it is. Also, it is!
We have to be done with this nonsense now, right?
Almost. Now I just have to ask you a question. Do you still want an abortion?
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes. Don't you believe me?
I do believe you, but I have to keep asking if you're sure until you say you're not sure.
Fine. I'm not sure.
Oh, I can't give you an abortion if you're not sure. Take some time to think about it and come back in a week.
I'll be dead in a week if we don't do this now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll do everything we can to save the baby.
Take it away, Porky the chauvinist pig.
That's all, folks.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a message from the United States Fear Council. There is a 3% chance that insects are laying eggs somewhere inside your body. Take comfort that this means it is almost certainly not happening.
They were on a one-way trip to hell with drugs, sex, no tomorrow, and their only code was live fast and die young. Except they didn't die young. So now they're in their 40s. And they look awful.
I don't think about tomorrow, Doc.
Yes. Well, that's why you're morbidly obese.
So what? We all might die tomorrow.
One of us might.
They dared everything because they cared about nothing except the thrill of the moment.
Hey, Johnny, what are you rebelling against?
What do you got?
An enlarged prostate. What do you got?
Some kind of kidney thing?
A sin-streaked story of today's lost generation.
What's your game?
A little of this, a little of that.
On the hustle, huh?
Something like that. I work for Uber.
That doesn't sound like a hustle.
Shut up. Hand me that pie.
See the exciting new movie, Live Fast, Die Middle-Aged.
Professor Lank?
Yes, Dean Stanton. What a surprise.
You're really at the end of your rope this time, mister. You've had years to prove your stupid ideas, and so far I've seen no substantial results. You've exhausted your grant money, and the board and I feel we have no choice but to terminate you from the faculty. However, if you do come through for the university tomorrow night, there may be a future for you. But frankly, boy wonder, I doubt that'll happen. Good day to you.
All right, you morons. Did you hear that? It's now or never. Do you realize graduation is tomorrow and you still haven't gotten through the first page of Waiting for Godot? We've spent an eternity on this. What the hell is the matter with you?
Well, Professor, I don't think that's very fair. You know, this is the Alzheimer's Actors Workshop.
Great, great. You know what? I really don't care, Curtis. Am I going to have to hold you back another year?
What?
I wasn't talking to you, Marty. Why do you always say what when I'm talking to someone else? Why?
Because I have Alzheimer's.
What'd you just say?
I don't know anymore.
I thought so. Okay, now look, let's take it from Estragon's line, me too. Curtis.
Me too.
Together again at last. We'll have to celebrate this. But how? Get up till I embrace you.
Not now. Not now.
May one inquire where His Highness spent the night?
In a ditch.
A ditch? Where?
Over there.
And did they beat you?
Did who beat me? Where am I?
Who are you? What's my name?
God damn it! Cut! This is impossible. I'm gonna lose my tenure.
We're sorry, Professor. You did your best, didn't he, Marty?
Yes. It's too much for one man. On the other hand, what's the good of losing heart now? That's what I say. We should have thought of it a million years ago, in the 90s.
Stop blathering, and help me off with this bloody thing.
Hand in hand from the top of the Eiffel Tower, among the first.
Yes, yes. Keep going, guys.
We were respectable in those days. What are you doing?
Okay, this is great. Don't stop.
Taking off my boot. Did that never happen to you?
Boots must be taken off every day. I'm tired of telling you that. Why don't you listen to me?
Yes, yes, perfect. You guys are on a roll.
Help me.
And did they beat you?
Who am I?
Cut! God damn it! Who am I? That doesn't even make any sense.
But I don't know who I am.
You're my mother.
Shut up. You are not his mother.
Help me.
And did they beat you?
Who am I?
You're his mother. Oh, don't!
The UCLA School of Theater. Don't let your dream of starting an acting career die with your mind. Come join us in creating what's next. The future is you.
Who I am.
You're my mother.
You are not his mother. He's not your mother.
Help me.
The UCLA School of Theater. Not responsible for the bacteria left on the endoscope tube.
And now, another tasteless obituary from Jim Earle.
Marlboro Man, full-flavored smoke. Darryl Winfield, one of the most recognizable Marlboro men, mainly because he was the only one who lived long enough to get recognized, is dead after a prolonged illness that probably started 50 years ago. Although he lived to the relatively old age of 85, doctors still caution that had he not smoked, he could have made it to 300. Asked what life might have been like if he hadn't become the Marlboro Man, Winfield answered plainly, "Life would have been basically the same, but without all that money and pussy and all those cars and the four houses and all that pussy." Friends described him as a man's man who just liked working on his ranch every day, lighting cigarettes and crouching a lot. Then, of course, there was all that pussy. Winfield was so authentic, he often provided the cattle and horses that appeared in the commercials. They all have lung cancer now. Winfield requested his remains be lit on fire with a burning twig and marketed to children.
You're listening to the People's Alternative Health Radio, the network that frees you from the tyranny of medical science. And we're talking today to Edwina and Philip Mason, two parents who don't want to expose their children to the dangerous experiment of conventional health care. Edwina and Philip, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I have to say, this show is a breath of fresh air.
Now, you've decided to use more alternative forms of treatment for your children. What brought that about?
That's when our son Dennis cracked his head open on an old brass doorknob.
Oh, I see.
Wide open.
Uh-huh.
He was demonstrating something he saw on YouTube, and I was thinking about something else at the time, and I heard his skull crack like a ginger snap.
Well, we took him to a doctor in good faith, but the more I saw, the less faith we had in the whole process.
Oh, you said it, Lovey. I mean, they wanted to cover his head in plaster. Plaster! I mean, they make houses out of that, don't you know? Do you think your child should be covered in roofing material?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's like the Middle Ages, I tell you.
The doctor also told our son to avoid sports or physical exertion for a while, which is clearly unhealthy for a child his age.
Childhood obesity has nearly doubled in the last 30 years.
They also told us to give him Tylenol for pain. Well, first of all, isn't that just like a doctor? Go right for the drug.
Amen.
Plus, have you read about the dangers of Tylenol? It was on This American Life.
I see you brought little Dennis along with you.
Yes, he sleeps a great deal now. It's a natural part of the healing process.
And the blood coming out of his mouth?
Bleeding is a time-honored cure for most things.
Do you have any other children at home?
Yes. Our 9-year-old daughter, Carol, is in school right now. She's got bubonic plague, so we're treating it by keeping her active.
And I see you're pregnant.
No, it's a tumor.
Well, congratulations on that, too. And get well soon, Dennis. You want to say hi to any of your friends? Great! Coming up, treating rabies with herb tea.
Dr. Mayfield, on behalf of the House Committee on Science, I want to thank you for coming down here and helping this committee develop America's policy on women's health.
Well, when it comes to women's health, people need men like us who really know what we're talking about.
I agree. So let me start with a question my colleagues and I have been debating. Why should we let women get abortions after they voluntarily swallow a baby in the first place?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Swallowing a baby. I mean, that seems like a big responsibility. So if a woman swallows a baby, whether it's by accident or just a schoolyard dare, well, why should we let these irresponsible women abort their babies?
Well, under that scenario, I see your point. But, Congressman, there are many other ways women can get pregnant.
Really? How else could a baby get in the mommy's tum-tum?
Well, for example, when a man likes a lady very much, he puts his wiener in the lady's butthole. And a few minutes later, a baby comes out in the lady's poop.
Only a few minutes? I thought it took 9 months to have a baby.
Oh, it used to, but now, you know, computers.
Full-term pregnancies take 6 to 9 seconds, depending on your download rate.
Well, then let me rephrase the question. These women get all the enjoyment of putting my wiener in their buttholes. Why should we let them get abortions before those innocent babies ever get a chance to see the inside of a toilet?
I can't think of any reasons at all in that scenario, but don't forget, you can also make ladies pregnant by touching your pee hole to a mirror and saying a girl's name 3 times. That's how we had our youngest daughter.
Why, what an inspiring story.
Thank you. But you know, if you have a child, you have to love that child, raise it carefully, and do a good job preparing and serving the afterbirth to the people of your village.
I agree.
And that's true whether you get pregnant by sitting on a dirty bus seat or eating grapes with a black person.
Did you know that you die a little bit every time you urinate?
We now return to Overly General Hospital.
Doctor, we have a patient.
What happened to them?
A gut really hurt in my body.
Okay, we're gonna have to bring him into a room and perform medical procedures on him.
I heard what you said, doctor.
I am replying, nurse.
I need to see the person I'm related to.
Do you know exactly what happened to him?
Yes. He communicated with me that he got hurt at his job.
What does he do?
Something for work.
I see. He's in a room down that hall.
Medical staff are around him doing stuff, doctor.
Which means we're the only two here.
The sounds your mouth just made have reached my ears.
Oh, female nurse, I still have emotions for you.
Male doctor, I understand you're feeling some feelings right now, but it was a complicated thing that happened.
Yes, but that ended.
It did. And now another complicated thing is happening.
Yes, emotions and feelings.
Feelings and emotions.
Hey.
Oh no, my twin.
I didn't know you had someone who looked just like you.
Well, there is. Me. And that doctor is someone else.
You found me. I'm not who I was. I'm who I am.
Remove that wig.
Oh, plot twist.
Now we have an altercation.
Hey, I'm still injured.
Person who looks like me, we'll have to put our specific disagreement aside and do doctor stuff.
So saith the doctor oath.
If disagreements arise, you must put those disagreements aside and do doctor stuff.
Nurse, get this patient's information.
I have his information in the form of charts.
Let me put those in front of my eyes. Yes, just as my brain sends signals about.
What do the symbols on the paper say?
There are results on them.
Oh, no.
Not results.
Will the patient get better? Will the medical professionals feel more emotions? Will we find out anyone's name? Find out next week on Overly General Hospital.
She won't say yes and she won't say no, but oh, 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 she's just what the doctor ordered.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Tony Hendra, Ben Kirshner, Jim Earl, and Keith Saltajanes. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Jeff Hendrick, Steve Rosenfield, Abby Parker, Darby Worley, Jeff Chrysler, Rob Gordon, Miko Dapron, Gil Barron, Kate Signala, and Jonathan Grant. Most of it was engineered by Barry Lank, some of it was engineered by Greg Russ, lots of music by Kevin MacLeod. Our executive producer is Barry Lank. Good night!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.